节书，我们今天早上要看的呢，是他第三个意象，来到第九章。
Today we want to look at the third vision in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 9.
对。第三节。
Verse 3.
对。以西结书第九章第三节。
Ezekiel 9:3.
以色列神的荣耀本在基路伯上，现今从那里升到殿的门槛，神将那身穿细麻衣、腰间带着墨盒子的人招来。好，就是第三节。
So verse 3, Ezekiel 9:3. Then the glory of the God of Israel went up from the cherub on which it had been to the threshold of the temple, and he called to the man clothed in linen at whose loins was the writing case.
好，我现在要读一系列的圣经，来让大家看到以西结看到的一个特别的意象是讲什么。
So I will read a series of scriptures now to let you see what is the vision that Ezekiel received.
这本书它有一个特关键词。
There is a key word in this book.
叫做荣耀。
Called glory.
对，荣耀是这本书的整个的关键词。
Glory is the very key word for this book.
那你看它第一个意象，天开了，他看见什么？神的荣耀向他显现，对吧？
In his first vision, he saw the heaven opened up, and God's glory was revealed to him.
请问，当他从耶路撒冷被俘虏，五年前俘虏到这个难民营的时候，他见过神的荣耀没有？
Let me ask you, 5 years prior to that, when he was captured,
当然没有嘛。
to this labor camp, did he see God's glory? Of course not.
他没有看见神的荣耀。
He didn't see God's glory at that time.
他只知道他现在什么都失去了。
He only knew that he had nothing left.
他没有前途。
He had no hope.
他没有任何的盼望。
He had no future.
是一个完全绝望的青年人。
He was a desperate young man.
好，在这样的一个黑暗的情形里头，忽然间他看见神的荣耀。
In that darkness, all of a sudden, he saw God's glory.
光来了。
The light came through.
请问，在黑暗中，如果你看到光，代表什么？
Let me ask you, if you see light in darkness, what does that represent? It represents hope.
好，那现在神把他带回到耶路撒冷去。
Now God brought him back to Jerusalem.
对，不但到了耶路撒冷，而且来到了圣殿。
Not only in Jerusalem, but they reach the temple.
对吧？来到了圣殿，他看见殿里面一件特别的事情发生了。
In the temple, they saw something special happening.
他第一句话，第三节，他说：“以色列神的荣耀本来在哪里？在基路伯上。”
So the verse 3 says, "Then the glory of God of Israel." You know, remember where it was originally? It was the cherub, from the cherub on which it had been.
请问，圣殿，假设我们把自己带到这个圣殿，我放一个幻灯片给你看圣殿当年的样子。
So let's take a look at a slide with of the temple during that time.
看得懂这是。圣殿看得出方向没有
Can you,、
啊、
would you know the direction of this temple?
先你要看到这个正中间有一个殿对吧
You see in the middle there is a temple.
殿的前面有一个烟有没有
In front of the temple, you saw that pillar of smoke.
怎么脸上毫无表情有没有
You need a pillar of smoke.In front of
那个烟代表什么
？What does that smoke represent？
啊，殿的前面有一个铜祭坛。
So there's a bronze altar in front of the temple.
全地球只有一个地方可以献祭。
There was only one place you can offer sacrifices to God throughout the earth.
就是这个冒烟的地方。
That is the place where the smoke rose.
啊，这个是在圣殿的正前方那个院子前面一个大的铜祭坛。
This is right in front of the temple in that open court. It was the bronze altar.
当年对祭司们说，坛上的火不可以熄灭。
God actually told Israelites priests at that time that the fire cannot be out on this bronze altar.
这个祭坛上，从清早到夜晚，从夜晚到清早，一天二十小时，二十四小时都有祭物在这个坛上焚烧。
From morning to evening, from evening night to morning, there should be constant sacrifices on this bronze altar.
对，所以这个烟就代表这里有祭物在这里，焚烧。
So the smoke represents the sacrifices being burnt.
好，那这个圣殿祭物这个冒的烟，这个方向，这个大门朝的方向是。猜一猜，朝东南西北。
So where the sacrifice smoking sacrifice place is, and the front gate of the temple, guess which direction it opens to?
中国人喜欢坐南朝北，对吧？
Well, Chinese
坐北朝南。
Chinese like to be like sitting at the north and facing south.
但是神的殿不朝北，也不朝南。
But God's temple is not facing north or south, but it's facing the east.
这个方向是朝东。好。
So that's facing east.
有了这个了解之后，那东边有一个山。
So you see on the east side there is a mountain.
这是在对面。
So across from the
temple, 那个山叫做
there's a mountain called
橄榄山
Mount Olive.
很重要啊。
That's a very important name.
所以在圣殿跟橄榄山中间有一个山谷。
Between the Mount Olive and the temple, there is a valley.
所以记得那叫什么谷?
Do you remember the name of the valley?
啊，耶稣常常带门徒过这个谷到对面的山上去。
And Jesus often took his disciples and crossed that valley and go to Mount Olive.
Hinnom, 对吧？辛嫩之谷。
Yeah.
那这个
Valley Hinnom
对面这座山。叫做橄榄山，现在圣殿所在的也是一个山。
So the mountain across from the temple is called the Mount Olive, and so this temple is also situated on top of a mountain.
什么山
？What's the name of this mountain?
不是。
It's not Mount Zion.
是摩利亚山。
It's Mount Moriah.
对，神的圣殿是建在耶路撒冷的摩利亚山上。
God's temple was built on top of the Mount Moriah in Jerusalem.
旧约发生过，在这个山顶发生过什么事？除了建圣殿之外
，So what had happened on top of this mountain before during the Old Testament time?
亚伯拉罕献他的儿子给耶和华的时候，就在这个山上献。
Right, that's when Abraham offered his son Isaac to God. That's on this mountain.
那这个。前面高的这个部分是它的柱子哈，后面矮的平顶的那个就是圣殿的本身。
So the tall place shown on the picture of the in the front of the temple was the columns. Then those the behind that is the flat surface roof atop. That is the temple itself.
那这个圣殿就分成两个部分。
So the Holy Temple is divided into two sections.
靠西边，就是靠这一边，对吧？左边，那个是至圣所。
So to the west side is to the west side is the Holy of Holies.
对，右边呢
？To the right side, the eastern side is the Holy Temple. Yeah.
我看你们表情茫然，
Holy Place.
看大概，好，外面这是大的广场，对吧
？So outside is the court.
这个 右边有一个像水池一样的。
So on the right hand side, it's something like a cistern.
是他们要把祭物洗干净，然后拿到上面去。
That's where they wash their sacrifices before carrying them forward,
这是最右边，
upward.
对吧？
Yeah, it's on that side.
好，这个是后来的人按照圣经所启示的画出来的。
So this is a drawing by later people according to the recordings in the Bible.
对，那我给大家看这个圣殿图，为的是让大家有一个概念。
I show you this picture to make you have a conceptual idea in your mind.
对，因为我们现在读的第九章的第三节。
Because we just read Ezekiel 9:3.
以色列神的荣耀本在基路伯上，请问在哪里？
So the glory of God of Israel was originally on the cherub. So
在至圣所的什么上面？
So it is within the Holy of Holies on top of the Ark of the Covenant. So next slide.
下个图。
Next slide.
这是圣所的金灯台。现在放在哪里？
In the Holy of Holies. Do you know where?
现在没有圣殿。
There is no holy temple now. So do you know where it is kept?
这个放在一个马路边。
It's actually placed on the street.
这整个是用防弹玻璃把它包起来的。
It's surrounded by a bulletproof glass.
这个七个金灯台是纯金的。
This golden lamp, gold lampstand, it was made by pure gold.
那现在就放在有一个机构啊，叫做 Temple Institute。
So there's an organization called Temple Institute.
我把它翻译成第三圣殿重建委员会。
I call that the Third Temple Rebuilding Reconstruction Committee.
对，它这个机构的路边就有一个大街，这个金灯台就放在这个大街的街边。
So there's a street outside that Temple Institute, and this gold lamp stamp was
在往下走之前
placed right there.
我们中间有多少人去过耶路撒冷
？So how many among us have visited Jerusalem?
不多，在三分之一。
Maybe
三分之二的是没有去过，所以我今天就是必须把它给大每一个听这篇讲道的人有一个概念。到底耶路撒冷圣殿跟神的荣耀的关系
？So I today I just wanted to give everyone who's sitting here today an idea of how what's the relationship between the temple and God's glory.
对，那这张图呢是也是用按照圣经所启示的这个大小画出来的一个图，跟刚刚那张图相似，只是角度不同了。
This picture was also drawn based on the scriptural description. It's of the same, similar to the other one. It's just different angle.
那我要考你了，刚刚我们看冒烟的地方在哪里？在这张图的哪里
？We saw the smoke, you know, pillar of smoke. Where would it be in this picture?
对吧？ Mm-hmm. 这个不灵光是吧？
So
没办法指。
So the pointer doesn't seem to be working, sorry.
在正中间有一个烟、
so it should be right、
有个烟
in the middle.
有没有白烟起来的地方。
You see there's a white smoke there?
有没有看到白烟啊？
Oh yeah, yeah, okay. There's some white smoke rising. Yeah, it's hard to see. Yes, in the very middle of the picture, it's very hard to see. You can't see.
很细很细一条线。
Yeah, yeah.You can't, the pointer is useless. you can point on there. Yeah,
一条线
arrow point.
有没有啊
It's hard to see, but there's the white smoke, you know, right in the middle.
哎，要有启示啊。
yeah, there we go. You have the arrow.
对。不是，这是外面，前面，中间在中间。
中间
再进去
yeah, there you go.
在这里看到没有往下走的话就看到个铜祭台
then if you follow that smoke downward
这个位置是铜祭台
it's the bronze altar
看出来了没有
？Okay, now you can tell. Hope.
到了哈，好。现在我要让你们知道的是，他说，以色列神的荣耀本在基路伯上，那就是这个你要进到圣殿里面去，最里面那个房间叫做至圣所。至圣所有一样东西叫做约柜。
So because of this verse that said the glory of God was from the cherub, so I wanted to know that was in the Holy of Holies, and that's this one piece of furniture in the Holy of Holies, that's the Ark of the Covenant.
这张相片呢
so this
是大祭司在这一个圣所里头，第一，右边是在料理那个金灯台要加油的。
So this picture shows the priest in the holy place. So you see on the right hand side, first of all, they needed to have the oil.
对，
yeah,
他要加油，要剪那个灯芯，让这个光能够发扬 发表出来。
The, burning,
对吧？那左边这张图呢？
And then on the left side of the picture,
你就可以看到背后那个红色的是幔子，对吧？
So the curtain on the back is the veil.
幔子上绣了两个什么？
Which was
基路伯看得见吗？
Embroidered with the cherubims.
你能指得到指出出来指不出来啊？
No.
这个上面这两个。
No. The up there. Oh, you can't see. Okay.
有没有？
The arrow's not showing.
哎，不是。
No. It's okay.
这个左边上面那个两个基路伯看出来了没有
？So on the left side, the left picture on the top, there was two cherubim. Cherubim.
哎，你那个刚刚指。
Yeah, there we go.
对，就是这个这两个基路伯，对吧？好，那现在大祭司在干嘛
？So what is the high priest doing?
他在烧香。
The high priest is burning incense.
那烧香的这个坛叫做什么坛呢？
So、that,
金香炉
that place where he was burning incense
就在下面
gold,
你、对
yeah,
这个位
golden,
这个是金香炉
yeah, incense
那也是大祭司要在这里烧香来祷告用的
and that's where the priest is doing the prayers and burning incense
对这都是在第一个房间叫做圣所
this is all within the first room called the holy place
对那然后一年一次大祭司可以穿过这个幔子到第二个房间，那个叫做至圣所。
Then once a year, the high priest is able to cross that veil to enter the back room called the Holy of Holies.
那一天是什么日子？
What is that special day called?
是七天七个大节的第六个大节。
It's the sixth of the seven festivals.
刚刚我开始我说你们要注意。吹角节那是第五个。
I have told you to pay attention to the feast of the trumpet. That's the fifth festival.
第五个就是吹角节。吹角节过了十天就是赎罪日。
10 days after the festival of the trumpet is the day of atonement.
对，那么大祭司就可以带着这个血放在一个金碗的里头。他就捧着这个碗穿过幔子来到约柜的前面
On the day of atonement the high priest will hold a gold bowl and then filled with blood of the sacrifice and enter the Holy of Holies
对这个就是什么叫做
约柜 This is the picture of the Ark of the Covenant
但是我觉得这个图的约柜的两根杠子不太对，应该换一个角度，应该是横的，不应该，应该是这样的，
right.
这个方向。
Right, I don't think these handles are at the right place.
它这说明一个点，就是说这里这个约柜是要祭司怎么样？
The point is simply that the whole the Ark of the Covenant needs to be carried by the priest.
约柜的上面。有一个盖子，这个盖子叫做施恩座。
The cover of the Ark of the Covenant is called the Mercy Seat.
对，在这个施恩宝座的两边就有两个什么？基路伯，这就是这个图表示。
And two cherubim sits on both sides of the Mercy Seat.
看得懂吗？
so you can understand.
大不大？大啊！哦，好，那荣耀在哪里
？So where is the glory？
好，荣耀就在这两个基路伯的中间。
So the glory is supposed to be sitting in between the two cherubims.
前面圣所，它的光是从哪里来？
So in the front room, the holy place, where does light come from?
金灯台。
It's from the golden lampstand.
金灯台的七个金灯台发光，就照亮前面这一个房间。
So the seven lamps of this golden lampstand will give light to illuminate the front room, the holy place.
那穿过幔子来到至圣所的时候，它的光从哪里来？
After passing through the veils, you enter into the Holy of Holies. Where does the light come from in that room?
这个施恩宝座上，两个基洛伯中间，神的荣耀在这里放光的。它没有经过任何，像什么，金灯台需要油灯啊，这些都没有，就是神自己本身的光，从这个两个基洛伯中间照射出来。
It's actually from the glory that is shining in between the two cherubims on the mercy seat.
圣经用的字
And it's not from any man-made material.
圣经用的这个字是特别的一个字，叫做 Shekinah， 是指着神自己的光。
The word used by the Bible is a very special word called Shekinah, which refers to God's own light.
对，然后现在我们有了这个概念之后，
Now that you have an idea,
你来读这句话。
Let's read this verse again.
这是以西结看见的啊。
This is what Ezekiel saw, the vision Ezekiel saw.
以色列神的荣耀本在基路伯上，就是这个位置。
Then the glory of God, the God of Israel, from the cherubim on which it had been.
下一句话，现今从那里升到殿的。
That glory went up from there to the threshold of the temple.
请问，殿的门槛在哪里？
So let me ask you, where is the threshold of
the temple? 回到刚刚那张图。
Let's go back to the previous picture.
再一张，再前。好，门槛在哪里？
Where is the threshold of the temple?
就是烟的后面，对不对
？It's right behind that golden
对烟、
that bronze altar
烟的后面，就是殿的正门。
It's just the front
gate, right? 殿的正门
，the front gate of the temple
有一个门槛。
There is a threshold.
Okay, 所以从至圣所这个约柜，神的荣耀穿过幔子就来到了什么门槛？
So,
这是殿的门槛。
So the glory of the God of Israel actually passed through the veil, you know, from the Holy of Holies and come out to the threshold of the gate.
第二个图画。
So the second picture.
第十章。
Ezekiel 10.
哎，我们的伟大的这个手机能不能关了？这是第三次发声音了。对，把它关了嘛。第十章我们要看的是十八节。
Let's read verse 18 from chapter 10.
耶和华的荣耀从殿的门槛那里出去，停在基路伯以上。基路伯出去的时候，就展开翅膀，在我眼前离地上升，轮也在他的旁边，都停在耶和华殿的东门口。
Then the glory of the Lord departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubim. When the cherubim departed, they lifted their wings and rose up from the earth in my sight.With the wheels beside them, and they stood still at the entrance of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel hovered over them.
亲爱的姐妹， 回到刚刚那张
片。Dear sister, let's turn back to the
我没有叫你翻到这里，你就不要翻到这里。
Here.
对，现在到哪里了
？So where is the glory of God now in this picture?
东门是指的在这个最前面这个城墙。有一个门，有没有
？So now we're talking about the east gate, which is in the very front, you know, at the wall.
再过来。
And further, yeah, further.
再过来这个城墙。
Yeah,
哎，这里。
Yes.
这个地方有一个大门。
So that is the.
不是这个红门，是旁边那个门。
The primary gate.
哎，
yeah,
这个门。
That's the primary gate. Yeah.
那他现在说，这个基路伯，就神的荣耀，就从。刚刚的门槛来到了这城门的东门。
So now the glory of God moved from the threshold to this east gate.
对，这个门是叫做东门，也叫做金门。
So this gate on the east side is also called Golden Gate.
对，好。然后呢？这是第二个阶段。
So this is the second stage. What's next?
那然后我们第十一章。
Then let's look at chapter 11.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
二十二节，于是基路伯展开翅膀。轮子都在他们旁边，在他们以上有以色列神的荣耀，耶和华的荣耀从城中上升，停在城东门那座山上。
So 11:22-23. Then the cherubim lifted up their wings with the wheels beside them, and the glory of the God of Israel hovered over them.The glory of the Lord went up from the midst of the city and stood over the mountain, which is east of the city.
对，那就从这个位置移到对面的山上，那个山叫什么？橄榄山。
So now the glory of God moved from this position where the arrow points to the mountain on the east side called Mount Olive.
对，亲姐妹，不要看你的手机，我要你看这里。Flip, flip, flip. 往下走。
Next slide. Next slide.
往下一张走。好，这个我要说一点说明。今天你去耶路撒冷
，this with this picture, I just want to tell you that today if you go to Jerusalem,
你看不到圣殿。
You don't see the temple there.
在那个圣殿山的位置，你看到的是那个金顶的清真寺，是个回教庙。
On the Temple Mount, the position of the Temple Mount, what you actually see are those the gold, what is that Israel's, I mean, the
Golden Dome is
Golden
the
Dome. Muslim,
mosque.
Yeah, the Muslim mosque.
对
yeah, the Muslim mosque, Golden Dome.
是刚刚我们看的这个图的右边，这个金顶的这个大的清真寺。
Yeah, so this is a Muslim mosque on the right-hand side with the Golden Dome.
这是在整个这个圣殿这个大广场上的正中间。
This was right in the middle of that big square on the Temple Mount.
这是主后六百多年回教占领耶路撒冷的时候建的。
This was built after the Muslims took hold of Jerusalem about 600 years after Jesus.
所以你从主后就算六百五十年吧，到现在已经有多少年了？
So if you calculate from that time, 650 AD to today, how many years has it been?
啊， 差不多一千两一千四百一千四百年，是吧
？Yeah, 1400 years.
所以这个是一个很古老的一个殿。那
So it's a very old temple.
九零年我去耶路撒冷第一次，那个殿是开的。
I went to Jerusalem for the first time in 1990. At that time, that temple was actually open. The mosque was open.
现在只有信回教的人可以进去。
But now,
一律不准进去。
Only Muslims were allowed to enter that.
那九零年我进去的时候，我一看，哦，它一个这个是一个大的清真寺，中间是一个大的磐石。
In 1990, when I visited that mosque, I was able to enter, and I noticed there like this big within this, in the very center of this big mosque was actually a huge rock.
因为按照传统
，Because according to tradition，
据说这个大磐石是当年亚伯拉罕献错了。清真寺不会告诉你是献以撒，是献伊斯玛利的。
It was a because it's a Muslim mosque, right? So they said this rock, that huge rock, was the place where actually, Abraham offered Ishmael as a sacrifice to God.
这是回教的神学
That was theology
不是以撒
of the Muslim.
献的是以斯玛利
So yeah, so they didn't agree it was Isaac that Abraham
offered
to God,
回教的传统
but it was Ishmael.
他们的祖先亚伯拉罕是献伊斯玛利。
So according to the tradition of the Muslims, it was Ishmael that Abraham offered to God.
对，然后这个地点，第二是穆罕默德升天的位置。
And then second significance of that place is that this rock, the place where the rock was, was where their holy person Muhammad rose to heaven.
所以你可以看得出来。这个东西是代替了圣经的启示。
So you can see, they Muslims use that to replace the revelation of God in the Bible.
照圣经的启示
，According to the Bible,
神当年叫亚伯拉罕献的是以撒。
The person God asked Abraham to offer was Isaac.
不是
，Not
Ishmael. 伊斯玛利，对吧？好。那还有一个点我要说的。
Another point I want to make is
那个时候我抬头看这个大顶。
When I look at that
很大很大
huge dome，
就是这个大金顶。
The golden dome。
360度写了一圈的字。
So like a 360 degrees, there was filled with words。
完全是金子贴出来的。
By gold, foils。
写一句话。我看不懂，因为是阿拉伯文。
I couldn't understand because it was written in Arabic, so I asked people.
我说这个阿拉伯文写什么
？So I asked the guide what was that sentence?
阿拉没有儿子，阿拉没有儿子，写三次。
Yes, Allah has no son. Allah has no son. Allah has no son. Three times.
这个对我很重要。
It was of great significance.
对每一个基督徒也很重要。
It's also of great significance.
因为很多的人说。
Because many
今天世界上有几个宗教是一神教
How many religions in the world is a single God religion?
对吧？基督教是一神。
Christianity is.
天主教是一神。
Catholic.
犹太教也是一神。
And Judaism is also.
回教呢？
God.
也是一神。
And Muslim is also.
对吧？所以人的结论，你们都是一家人。
So the conclusion of general people is that you're all of the same class.
对吧？但是搞错一件事。
But that's not the case.
在刚刚讲了一大堆宗教里头。
Of all the religions
虽然都是一神
，even though they all believe in one God.
但是回教的神叫名字不叫耶和华，叫阿拉。
But the God of the Muslims is not called Jehovah God. They are
然后
calling the God Allah.
他的清真寺里面写了一圈。
And there,
什么？
In
阿拉没有儿子。
Muslim mosque, it's written 360 degree on the ceiling that Allah has no son.
我们的圣经说什么？
Our Bible says,
啊，耶和华有一位独生的儿子，
God has a one and only son. His name is Jesus.
所以你能说你们都是一家人吗？
So can you say we're all from the same family?
你们没有声音的真是要命。是一家人吗？
So are we the same family?
是两码子事。
No, that's two completely different.
所以这是一个很重要的事，因为在这个末世的时候，
so、important because in the end days,
有一个叫做宗教大联合。
There will be a religious union.
推行这个宗教大联合，现在已经是在进行的一件事情。
It's already something that's ongoing and being promoted.
就是用这个名义，你们是一家人，因为你们信的是一个神。
So sort of using this name of you're the same family, same group of people because you believe in just one God.
很多人就同意了。
And many people agree to it.
包括教皇也同意了。
Including even the Pope.
但是圣经却不同意。
But the Bible doesn't agree to it.
所以你去读启示录的时候。
So if you read the book of Revelation.
那个统一成为一个宗教的那一个圣经叫他大淫妇。
So this religious union idea in the book of Revelation is referred to as the great harlot.
对，这是启示录你看到的一个很重要的字，叫大淫妇。
That's a very important phrase used in the book of Revelation, the great harlot.
为什么叫大淫妇？
Why is it referred to as great harlot?
因为除了耶和华以外，还有别的神也通通加进来了。
Besides the Lord Jehovah, there are other gods. They're all being folded into the same thing.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand now?
啊？我的天哪！听懂了没有？
对。Do you understand now? Good.
话拉回来。
So let's come back to this.
这个是第二个，这个黑的。
The black dome one.
顶是黑的，下面这个亭子是白的。
That the black dome and white pavilion.
这个是在这个，如果你回到那个圣殿的那个图的话。
If you go back to the picture of the temple, the holy temple.
不要动，不要动，不要动。
Oh, we'll just stay here. Okay.
这是这个右边，如果是这个清真寺。左边这个地方就有一个大的大广场。
So on the right hand side is the Muslim mosque, and the left side is actually a great square.
如果以这个清真寺为中心来算的话
，If you use this mosque as a center,
这是在这个大广场是在清真寺的东南西北。
So which direction would the square be?
对，在北边。
It's on the north side.
这是北广场。
So it's the northern square. Yeah.
按照希伯来大学考古系的教授。
According to the professor, archaeology professor in the Hebrew University.
他九零年，就是我去的那一年，他发表一篇论文。
There was a paper published in 1990 when I visited there.
原来的圣殿。
Which says the original temple.
不在。清真寺这个位置
was not at the location of the mosque,
而是在这个洞的位置。这个叫这个洞叫什么？
But actually, it was at this black dome and your white pavilion location.
这个洞英文名字叫做 Dome of the Spirit and Tablets.
In English, it's called the Dome of the Spirit and the Tablets.
你要翻译的话呢，叫做石板与圣灵殿，的亭，这是个亭子。
So it's a pavilion, and it's called like Dome of the Spirits and the Tablets.
那这个考古系的教授就是说，这个位置就是当年约柜的位置。
According to the archaeology professor, this is the location of the original temple.
约柜。
Ark of the Covenant. Sorry. This is the location of the original Ark of the Covenant.
因为这个亭的下面有一块大的石头。
Because beneath that pavilion, there is a huge stone.
是平整的。
It's actually flat, smooth.
不像那个里面所谓的那个线，以撒的那块石头是凹凹凸凸的，不平的。
So unlike that stone in the mosque, or the great rock in the mosque, where they consider it was a place that Abraham offered Ishmael, it was like uneven and gyrated.
所以那只是一个传说，不是
事实的真相。That was just according to the tradition, not a fact.
对，那事实的真相，按照这一位希伯来大学的考古系的教授来说的话，这个位置是的确是这块石头是平平整整，是原石，是没有用刀切过的。
According to the archaeology professor in the Hebrew University, at this location, this stone itself was smooth and it was never chiseled by any knives or things.
他认为这就是原先圣殿的位置。
And that was the location of the original.
所以如果要有一天会建第三圣殿。
So if one day they were to build the third temple,
那这个位置就在这里。
Then it would be right there.
所以有一张图。
So there is another picture.
下一张，先生。
Next slide.
好，这个图看见没有？
So in this picture,
白色的部分是第三圣殿。
So the light area is where the third temple.
左边有一个金顶的，那就是清真寺。
So the left side with that golden roof, it was the Golden Dome, a mosque.
看出来没有？
Muslim mosque. Can you see that?
所以以色列人自从1948年得到建国开始，他们就有一个盼望，一定要什么？建殿。
So ever since Israelites re-established Israel, the country of Israel in 1948, their biggest hope is to rebuild the temple.
但是四八年恢复国家，但是没有恢复耶路撒冷。
But in 1948, even though the nation of Israel was re-established, but they didn't give them the city of Jerusalem.
对，这个殿什么时候他们拿回来的？
When were they able to regain that location?
我现在是指这个首都耶路撒冷。
The city of Jerusalem.
是在六日战争的时候，1967的时候。
It was not until 1967, during the time of the Six-Day War.
他们把耶路撒冷拿到手。
They conquered the city of Jerusalem.
但是联合国不承认。
But the United Nations wouldn't acknowledge that.
联合国有一个法案，要以色列人把这个侵占的耶路撒冷吐出来，变成一个世界的城，由联合国共管。
United Nations had a bill that proposes that the Jerusalem should be given as a multi-nation co-governed city.
对，但这件事情没有成为事实，一直
that has not
一直拖在那里。
It's just kind of dragged on all these years.
什么时候耶路撒冷变成以色列的首都？
So when did Jerusalem become the capital city of Israel?
1917年。
It was actually 2017.
川普做总统的那一年，第一任的时候。
When Trump, in his first term,
他说，
as the president,
如果我当总统，
he said if I were to be the United States president, acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital city of Israel.
第二，
number two,
美国的大使馆要从特拉维夫搬到耶路撒冷。
The ambassador of the embassy of U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, in Israel, will be moved from current capital city Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
所以他所开的支票，当他做总统的时候，他就兑现了。
So he did that when he was in his first term.
这件事在灵界是最重要的一件事。
So that was a major event in the spiritual world.
重要在哪里？
Why is it important?
因为这个首都从主后70年就拆了、烧了，不存在了。
Because the temple was burnt down and destroyed,
对吧？
At AD 70.
但是神当年在圣经里面说什么？
But what did God say in the Bible at that time?
啊，我要永远住在这里，这是我的家。
I will live here forever. This is my dwelling place.
对，这句话他是对谁说的？
Who did he say that to?
第一次 对大卫说。
The first time he said it to King David.
对，大卫为什么伟大？
Why was David a great king?
就他拿到王权。
Because after he got his kingdom,
就去按照神的心把耶路撒冷从耶布斯人的手里面拿下来。
He immediately captured the city of Jebus from the city of Jerusalem from the hands of the Jebusites.
那所以神就说你是合我心意的。
That's why God called him a man after his own heart.
那这件事情一直过到川普。2017年川普也做同样的见证，把耶路撒冷第一宣告是以色列的首都。
Then in 2017 when Trump declared that Jerusalem is the city of Israel.
所以这件事情是在灵界是很重要的一件事。
That's why I say that this is an important event.
我相信我17年跟大家讲过这篇道理。
I know, I believe I said the sermon in 2017.
有多少人17年听过我讲这篇道？
How many of you heard my sermon
during that time? 也不多，大部分只有一半。
Like half of us.
另外一半，我要告诉你这件事情是大事。
I want to tell the other half that this is a major event.
好，那我现在呢？
Now,
我要让你看圣经这么多的神的仆人，这是唯一的仆人，叫做以西结。神把他怎么离开耶路撒冷，整个的来龙去脉，全部启示给以西结看。
Now I want to let you see throughout the Bible of all the prophets, this is the only prophet that God revealed to Ezekiel that how he left the glory, left step by step.
对，所以我们刚刚读的十一章二十四节的时候
，When we read Ezekiel 11:24。Just now,
啊，那一句话二十四节
Verse 24
最后一句话
says, the last sentence,
我所见的异象就离我上升去了、
so、the
我便将耶和华所指示我一切的事都说给什么被掳的人听
So the vision that I had seen left me Then I told the exiles all the things that the Lord had shown me
好，请把那个第一章，就是这整个的第一章放出来。
Now let's go back to the very first slide.
不是那个图啊。
First picture.
图。不是这个。第一张，对对，这一张。
山的那张。
哎，对了。所以我让你看的第一张图，这个荣耀就从东门或者金门就移到哪里去了？对面的橄榄山。
So the glory of the God moved from the glory of the God of the Israel moved from the Golden Gate or the East Gate to the Mount Olive.
橄榄山就去哪里了？
Then from Mount Olive to
天上上到天上
heaven, rose up.
也就是说，神本来是拣选耶路撒冷做他永远的什么居所。
So God originally chose Jerusalem as His eternal dwelling.
可是现在这位荣耀的神居然被他的百姓逼走了，踢走不能讲，只能说逼他离开了。
The glorious God was driven out by His own people.
所以神就解释了为什么这个国家第一亡国，第二圣殿被烧，第三你们变成人家的什么奴隶。
So that's how God explained why this country that He loved actually was destroyed, and they were taken exiled, and then they became. The holy temple was burned, and then they became slaves of others. What was the reason?
啊，为什么神离开了耶路撒冷？
Why did God leave
Jerusalem? 为什么以色列的荣耀就从此就不再见到了？
Why did the glory of Israel never be seen again?
因为神的选民离弃了什么？耶和华。
Because God's chosen people forsook.
他们神说，你们是用嘴唇亲近我，心却远离我。
God said, "You draw close to me with your lips, but your heart forsook me. You were far away."
犹太人从外表来看有没有宗教
？So on the outside, the Jews still had their religion.
他们每年都来献祭。
Every year they still come to give sacrifice.
有祭司，有圣殿，有祭物，什么都有。
That they had their temple, they had their priests and everything.
差，外表来看什么都有，但是从神来看，什么没有？
On the surface, they had everything, but from God's perspective, what did they not have?
第一，你们的心不在这里。
They lack their hearts. Their hearts were not there.
第二，你们把我怎么样？
They
逼走了。
Chase out.
因为你们的圣殿其实充满的是什么？
Because
偶像。
They were their life.
你们拿偶像来代替耶和华。
They used idols to replace God.
所以神责备以色列人，
so、God
你们是淫妇。
You are a harlot.
注意啊，这是很可怕的两个字啊。
That was a very,
你们是淫妇。
That was a very serious condemnation.
也就是说，你们表面上是
that means on the surface, you
做我的妻子，
seem to be my wife,
其实你们心里面有另外一个爱人。
You have another lover in your heart.
你们没有忠诚，对我没有忠诚。
You have no faith.No、
所以这是整个以西结要讲的话。
That's the whole story Ezekiel wanted to tell.
那以色列人是不是就从此就完蛋了呢
？So was that the end of the Israelites?
是不是到此结束了呢
？Was that the end of them?
没有，神的旨意不能够因为人的不信、人的悖逆，就把神的旨意破坏了，不可能。
God's will will not be thwarted by humans disobeying or
对、
yeah.
神还必须把他的旨意完成。
God will accomplish His wills regardless.
好，那神要完成他的旨意，他讲了对以西结启示了四件事情。
In order to accomplish His will, God revealed to Ezekiel four things.
对，如果这四件事情成立的话，我还会回来。
If these four things, four conditions are met, I will come back.
对，第一件。
One.
三十四章。
Chapter 34.
三十四章。
Ezekiel 34.
我们要看的是，二十三节。
Verse 23.
三十四章的二十三节，我必立一个牧人，照管他们，牧养他们，就是我的仆人大卫，他必牧养他们，做他们的牧人。我耶和华必做他们的神，我的仆人大卫必在他们中间怎么样做王？这是耶和华说的。
Then I will set over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will feed them. He will feed them himself and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken.
以西结看见这个异象的时候，应该在主后的多少年了？
What was the time when Ezekiel
主前，对不起，
saw this vision?
六百四，应该是五百四，五百五十年左右吧。仔细你要查一下。
550 BC。
总而言之，这个时候大卫来过没有？
来
过了。
Had David already arrived？
我要讲的点是，大卫哪一年来的
？When was did David？
主耶稣之前一千年。
It was 1000 years BC. It was just about 1000 BC, right？
主耶稣来的时候是在就是主前一千年，那是大卫做王的时候。
David was king of Israel about 1000 BC.
对，那现在是大卫之后，过了差不多450年。
Now it's approximately 450 years after David's kingdom.
但是神却说，我要 我的仆人大卫，他要做王，他要做他们的牧人。
But God says in this verse that I will set over them one shepherd, my servant David.
所以他是一语双关。
So there's a double meaning here.
听得懂吗？
Do you understand that?
懂不懂？双关在什么？这里他到底在讲谁呀？
So what is he really referring to? Who is he really referring to? Is it the David original king? Or is it someone that David represents?
啊，是指的耶稣。
Actually, he's referring to Jesus.
啊，大卫是预表耶稣。
Yeah,
耶稣要有一天坐在大卫的王位上面。
Because Jesus will be on the throne of David.
好。这句话在新约什么时候应验的？
When was that realized in the New Testament?
马太福音第一章第一节。
It's Matthew 1:1.
啊？
Matthew 1:1.
这是新约的第一句话。
The first sentence in the New Testament.
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
大卫的儿子，亚伯拉罕的儿子。
Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
对不对？这是第一句话就验明正身。马太要说，你们在旧约看见的那个神的应许，大卫要做王，那个大卫的坐，将来坐在大卫宝座上的那个王，就是我现在写马太福音的这个人，就是耶稣。
So Matthew clearly stated in this book here that the person that we, you know, previously we said the King David who's going to be sitting on the throne here is referring to Jesus.
好，那这是第一，因为第一章是讲耶稣的家谱，他是一个王的家谱。
Yeah, because the first chapter of Matthew is the genealogy of Jesus, which is the
到了第二章马太福音
genealogy of the kingship, and in the yeah the
第二章。
Chapter 2 of Matthew,
东方的博士,
the kings of, from the east,
他们从东方来, 走到耶路撒冷,
those three kings from the east came
找到耶路撒冷的这个东方的博士要来看, 看耶路撒冷吗? 不是, 他们来问一个问题,
they came to ask a question,
那生下来要做犹太人王的生在哪里?
Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?
问谁?
Who were they asking?
问希律王。
They were asking King Herod.
请问如果你是希律王，有人来问你，有一个生下来做犹太人王的，哎，就是我，你们还问还有一个。
So imagine if you were King Herod and someone come to ask you who is the one born of the king of the Jews, what would he say? He would say, well, I am the king of the Jews.
对吧？但是对不起，不是你，是另外一个人。
But no, that's not what we're, who we're talking about, someone else.
所以希律王很生气。
So of course, King Herod was very angry.
回头就怎么样？下个命令，两岁以下的男孩全杀。
So as soon as those three east, kings from the east departed, he gave a decree to kill all children, babies below 2 years of age.
No, 不要乱杀。
Huh?
两岁以下。
Below 2 years of age.
男孩子。
Oh, boys. Okay, all boys below, yeah, baby boys below the two years of age.
对。所以耶路撒冷合成的人都不安了。
So of course, the entire Jerusalem, city of Jerusalem, all people were very nervous and anxious.
哦，这是耶稣的出生，问了这个重要的问题。
So that was the major question asked during the time of Jesus' birth.
耶稣受审判的时候。
So when Jesus was in trial.
在政治法庭。
In the political court.
罗马的巡抚。
The Roman.
比拉多问他。
Yeah, Pilate, a Roman governor, Pilate, yeah.
什么问题?
Asked him a question.
你是犹太人的王吗?
Are you king of the Jews?
耶稣什么都不得,这个题答。他答什么?
Jesus answered no other questions but this one.
我为此而生。
I was
我也为此来到这个世界。
And I came to this world for this.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
耶稣来干嘛的?
Why did Jesus come to this world? come to be the king of the Jews.
看懂了没有?
Do you understand now?
所以这是第一个条件。
So this is the first condition that needs to be met.
我要找到这个合我心意的王。
I need to find the king that's after my heart.
他要坐在大卫的宝座上。
He will be sitting on the throne of David.
这是条件第一。
That's the condition number one.
第二。
Next,
36
Chapter 36.
36章26节。
Verse 26.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉实心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Ezekiel 36, 26, 27. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances.
对。这是第二个条件。
This is the second condition.
为什么?
Why is that?
啊,这句话的重点是什么?
What is the key point of these two verses?
新的灵,新的心。
It's a new heart and a new spirit.
那也就是说,你们王国是王在什么上面?
In other words, it means why
did you become
exile? Because your heart's was corrupt.
对,
heart
多坏。
Corrupt.
前面一个先知，那个人叫耶利米。
So the prior, another a prophet called Jeremiah.
耶利米十七章讲了一句非常重要的话。
Jeremiah 17 said an important thing.
耶利米说什么？
Jeremiah said,
人的心坏到极处，谁能试透呢？
Yeah, all human hearts are corrupt greatly, and who can discern that?
好，如果说在以色列当年，神已经说了，你们的心是坏到极处。
If at that time, God already said through Jeremiah, your heart were completely corrupt.
那今天呢？啊？今天的美国呢?
What about modern day United States?
啊，你看出来一个 Dodge 这个 department.
So there's this Dodge department.
对不对？他把美国的丑事一样一样的统统抖出来。
They review the ugly aspects of the
United States. 有人悔改吗?
Anybody repented?
不但没有人悔改。还要把这个 Dodge 的头怎么样干掉
？They wanted to remove the head of Dodge.
你们没有感觉到？这是正在我们的眼睛前面，正在上演中啊。
That's ongoing right now.
这就是今天的人啊。人如果没有神的救恩。给我们一个新的心，新的灵，我们的老心是怎么样？第一是石头的，第二是坏到家了，
是
无药可救。而稀奇是什么
？Without the salvation from God, who gave us the new heart and new spirit, we would have this stone heart and stone spirit, and it was our hearts were completely corrupt.
我们。自己不知道。
And the important thing is that we don't know it.
对，这才是他可怕的地方。
That's the terrible aspect of it. We're not aware of that.
除非圣灵来。
Unless
光照我。
The Holy Spirit enlighten us.
打开我们的眼睛。
And open our eyes.
我们必须从骨子里面向神认罪、悔改、接受神的儿子。
We have to truly repent from deep down.And receive the Son of God.
否则，宗教永远是一个什么东西啊
？Otherwise, religion is simply
遮羞布
a cover.
灵不灵光？不灵光。
It doesn't work.
不领过。所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so, dear brothers and sisters,
我们可以演一场戏给人家看，
we can put up a show to others.
但是神不看这个戏，神要看我们的什么心。
But God doesn't look at that show. God wants to look at our hearts.
对，所以他说，除非你们有一个新的心，新的灵。
That's why he said, unless you have a new heart and a new spirit.
一个肉心，一个有感觉的，有反应的。
The heart of flesh, which will have responses,
石头心是什么？
reactions, have feelings.
没有感觉。
A stone heart has no feelings and no reaction.
对吧？所以他要给我们一个肉心。
So God wants to give us a heart of flesh.
新的灵，新的心。
A new heart and a new spirit.
这样我们才会顺从神的律例，谨守他的典章，才可能。
Then it would be possible for us to walk in his statutes and be careful to observe his ordinances.
第二个条件。
The second condition.
第三个条件。
The third condition is.
37章。
Chapter 37,
25节
verse 25.
37章，25节。
37:25.
他们必住在我赐给我仆人雅各的地上，就是你们列祖所住之地。他们和他们的子孙，并子孙的子孙，都永远住在那里。我的仆人大卫必做他们的王，直到永远，并且我要与他们立平安的约，作为永约。我也要将他们安置在本地，使他们的人数增多，又在他们中间设立我的什么圣所，直到永远。
So, Ezekiel 37:25-26. They will live on the land that I gave to Jacob my servant, in which your fathers lived, and they will live on it, they and their sons' sons forever. And David my servant will be their prince forever. I will make a covenant of peace with them. It will be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in their midst forever. My dwelling place also will be with them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people.
所以在这个第三句话里头，你就会发现神要立一个什么新约。
So here you can see God wants to have a new covenant.
对，这个约是永远的。
This covenant is eternal.
这个约有了以后，它有一个结果，第四个结果。
Once you have that covenant, there will be a consequence, the fourth consequence.
在我要在他们中间设立我的圣所，直到永远。
So my dwelling place will be with them and forever.
对吧？也就是说，神有没有放弃耶路撒冷？
So in other words, has God forsaken Jerusalem? Not at all.
今天你看见的是我离开了耶路撒冷。
What you see today is that I left Jerusalem.
我是不得已的。
I had to do that.
对不对？
It was against my will.
但是有一天，
But one day,
我还要回来。
I will come back.
我要永远住在这里，这是我的旨意。
And I will set my sanctuary in their midst forever. This is my will.
我们到43章。
Then we go to chapter 43.
43章我们要看的是第二节。
Chapter 43, verse 2.
我们从第一节念下来吧。
So we start reading from verse 1.
43章第一节。以后他带我到一座门，就是朝东的门，以色列神的荣光从东而来，他的声音如同水的声音，地就因他的荣耀发光，其状如从前他来灭城的时候我所见的异象，那异象如我在加巴鲁河边所见的异象，我就伏伏在地，耶和华的荣光从朝东的门照入殿中。 灵将我举起，带入内院，不料耶和华的荣光充满了这殿。好。
So chapter 43, 1 through 5. Then he led me to the gate facing toward the east. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was coming from the way of the east. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. And the earth shone with his glory. And it was like the appearance of the vision which I saw, like the vision which I saw when he came to destroy the city. And the visions were like the vision which I saw by the river Chebar. And I fell on my face. And the glory of God came into the house by the way of the gate facing toward the east. And the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house.
好，这句话，这段圣经讲什么
？So what does this passage say？
那个他看见离开的神的荣耀，今天怎么样？回来了。
He saw the glory of God which had left now returns.
从哪里回来
？Where is the glory returning from？
东门。
It was from the gate facing toward the east。
东门之前呢
？Before the gate, where was it?
啊，是我们 Mount Rainier 吗
？Is it before the east gate? Is it the Mount Rainier?
啊
，Where is that?
安徽的黄山呢
？Or is it 黄山 in 安徽 ，China?
都不是。
No, neither.
神说得很清楚。
God said clearly.
我从哪里上去？我要怎么样
？How I rose up, I will.
这句话在哪里
？In the same way, come down.
好、
啊。Where does that? What is that sentence?
他怎么上去？他还要怎么回来
？How
这句话在哪里
I went up, I will come down in the same way. Where is that recorded?
你来看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
第《使徒行传》第一章，对不起哈，第一章的十一节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 11.
对，加利利人啊，加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
Acts 1:11. They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven.
好，他怎么去，他怎么来。
So the way he had been taken up from them into heaven, he will, in the same way, in just the same way, he will come.
这个图重点第一是这个圣殿对吧
In this picture the key point number one is the holy temple
这个代表神的他说我要永远住在这里
which represent what God said I will dwell here
第二个重点是对面的那一座山
the second important aspect key point is the mountain that's opposite to the temple
那个山重要在哪里
What's the importance of that mountain?
这是他升天的那个山。
That's the mountain where he rose up to heaven.
你如果今天去耶路撒冷
So if you come, go to
Jerusalem today. 你在那个山
上
可以看到一个纪念堂，叫做升天堂。
You will see a memorial church over there. It's called Church of Ascension.
对。我们去过耶路撒冷，所以去过那个堂。
Yeah, those who went to Jerusalem.
所以你们没有白去。
哎，
第三圣殿委员会你们去了没有
？Have you gone to the third temple reconstruction committee? Very few people.
你们没有去过的，你们这一辈子起码去一次。
Those who haven't gone, I suggest that you go there at least once in your lifetime.
没有去过的时候，读圣经是平面的。
Before you go to Jerusalem, when you read the Bible, it's
去了一次以后
like a two-dimensional thing.
这个圣经从二维变成三维
Once you
变成立体的
visit Jerusalem, this Bible becomes a three-dimensional to you.
对，像我现在指这个图给你看，是这个立体的。
So just like I'm pointing out to you this picture, it's supposed to be three-dimensional.
这个山顶就是耶稣升天的那个位置。
The top of that mountain is where Jesus ascended to heaven.
现在我们读以西结书四十三章的时候，他说这个荣耀回来了。
Now as we read Ezekiel chapter 43, it says the glory of God returned.
什么时候这件事情要发生？
When will that happen?
就是耶稣回来的那一天，第二次回来。
That's the day when Jesus comes back. So his second coming.
他现在在哪里？耶稣现在的位置在哪里？
Where is Jesus?
在三层天宝座。
He's in the third heaven on his throne.
谁去过那里的？
Who has gone there?
起码有两个人去过。
At least two people went there.
一个是保罗。
One is Apostle Paul.
还有一个是约翰。
The other is Apostle John.
对，起码有他们两个新约的使徒去过的。
At least these two New Testament apostles went there.
现在神说，有一天我要从那里回来。
Now God says, one day I will come back from there.
起点从宝座，宝座到哪里？
So the
到云。
The beginning place is the throne, and he will come from the throne to cloud.
对，因为他升天的时候是从橄榄山到云。
Because when he ascended, he went from the Mount Olive to the cloud.
这一段是大家看得见的。
This is the part where everybody could see.
然后云到宝座。
But from cloud to heaven,
看得见吗？
To the throne, was the part that we couldn't see.
但是他去了。
But he went.
怎么证明他到了宝座？
How can you prove he went to the throne?
看不见。
Even though we couldn't see,
怎么证明他到了宝座？
How can you prove that he reached the throne?
因为圣灵在第十，就是耶稣升天复活升天在地上四十天，对不对？
Because、
与门徒在一起，然后叫他们不要离开耶路撒冷，在这边等，等了十天，什么下来了？圣灵下来了。
So because that was after Jesus, you know, was resurrected, and he was on the earth for 40 days. He asked his apostles and disciples not to leave Jerusalem, but wait there for what? Then in 10 days, actually, they waited for 10 days, and the Holy Spirit descended.
对吧？这是《使徒行传》第二章。
So that was recorded in Acts 2.
好，所以圣灵的降临就证明耶稣在天上怎么样受膏，他被立为主为那基督了。
So the Holy Spirit's coming means that Jesus is anointed in heaven, and he is anointed in heaven on the throne.
所以圣灵的降临，圣灵的降临就是证明耶稣坐在宝座上。
So the descending of the Holy Spirit is a proof that Jesus is sitting on the throne.
懂不懂？
I understand.
懂不懂？我看有的人到，有的人不到。非常重要。
Some of us understand, others don't. It's very, very important that you understand.
耶稣今天站在宝座上，就决定你是
sitting on the throne.
你的服事是以西结的服事，还是杂牌军啊？
That would really make a difference as to whether your service today is the service of Ezekiel or is the service of like any non-significant person.
听得懂吗？
Do you understand that?
以西结是正统的，他有意象啊。
Is the authoritative, you know, representation of service.
其他的先知都是叫什么？
Vision, whereas the other
假先知啊，
ones are false prophets,
没有意象的。
No, without a vision.
所以叫杂牌军。
So it's the, yeah.
这一个知道宝座是非常重要的一件事。
Here, you need to see the importance of the throne.
因为如果耶稣是在宝座上，
so if Jesus is on the throne,
证明是什么？他是 王。
It proves that he is the king.
他是王，你就是什么？
If he's the king, who are you?
你是王子吗？
You are the prince.
对吧？
So,
你能乱来吗？
Can a prince do anything?
你不能乱来的。
No, you can't.
你是王家的人。
You are of the royal family. You have a responsibility.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand?
今天的基督徒太随便了。
So today, Christians are just too at will of themselves. They don't appreciate the position and the special privilege we have
got given us.
Sometimes we come to church if we have time.
神叫你来祷告，
otherwise we don't.
偶尔祷一告，这是人家帮你祷告的。
And God asks us to pray, but sometimes we pray.
我们的基督徒是乱，随随便便的过生活。
So many Christians live a life of their own. Because we don't know who we are.
为什么你不知道你是谁？
Why do you not know who you are?
因为你不知道他在坐在什么位置上。
Because you don't know what position he's sitting on.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand this?
如果你看见他在宝座上，你不敢乱来的。
If you see him sitting on the throne, you will not do anything.
你之所以乱来一场，是你不知道他是王。
When you do anything according to your own will, it's because you don't know.
敬畏耶和华
he is the king.
是智慧的。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
好好地侍奉他。
Let us serve him well.
你永远不吃亏。
You will not regret.
你没有好好侍奉他，
if you
你要后悔到永久。
If you don't serve him well, you will regret to eternity.
这都是非常重要的话。我这边讲不是讲一个历史就过去了，我要讲一个非常重要的事实。
I'm not just telling you the history, I'm telling you this important reality.
关乎你的救恩。
It has to do with your salvation.
关乎神为什么要救你。
It has to do why God saved you.
他对你有极高的什么？盼望。
He has an utmost high hope.
我们不能随随便便就过这一生，这一生过去你要后悔的。
We cannot just live our life casually.
必须按照王的意思来过讨他喜悦的生活。
We have to live our life according to the king's will and live a life that is pleasing to him.
对，所以这些图我把它放在这里是有原因的，因为你必须知道神在历史中他整个的过程做了哪些重要的大事。
You need to know the significant deeds of our God in history.
你说我跟这个前面的事情没有一毛钱关系，是你以前是跟他没有一毛钱关系，没有错。
You might say I had nothing to do with these ancient things.
但是自从你信了耶稣那天开始，你就有完全的关系，因为他还要什么？回来再来。
But ever since
他要来做什么？王。
But ever since you believe in Jesus Christ, all these things have a lot to do with you because he is going to come back again. He will be the king again.
对，我想我就讲这么多吧。
I will stop here today.
我盼望，今天借着这个荣耀这个字给我们一个深刻的印象。
I hope we receive a deep impression from this word glory.
罗马书三章二十三节怎么说？
Romans 3:23. What does it
say? 世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
记得这句话吗？
Do you remember that sentence?
我们人被神定罪，因为我们亏缺了他的荣耀。
We're condemned by God because we fall short of the glory of God.
那神甘不甘心？
Is
神不甘心。
Satisfied
神一定要把他的荣耀怎么样？恢复的。
God wants to restore his
所以你我从蒙恩的那一天开始，
so from the day we were saved,
我们要认识一件事情。
We need to recognize one thing.
救恩不是为你个人而有的。
Salvation is not for
you alone. 救恩乃是为着神的荣耀而有的。
Salvation is for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen.
他要把失去的荣耀再从你的身上，从我的身上怎么样得回来，恢复来。
He wants to regain the glory in you and in me.
所以责任大不大？
So Is our responsibility great? Yes.
牵涉他的荣耀。
It has to do with
His glory. 那今天你看这一个人，这一个神的仆人以西结，他是唯一的圣经的一个仆人，把神的荣耀，他的来与去，跟再回来，全部讲得怎么样？清清楚楚，除他没有第二个人说了。
So today, this prophet Ezekiel, he is the only one throughout the Bible who said it so clearly about God's, the coming of God's glory, his leaving and his return. No other, not a second prophet or anybody else in the Bible.
你做基督徒做了一辈子。
You've been your Christian
all
life.
你必须知道。
You must know. You have to know.
你就是为着这个荣耀，他造你的，他救你的。
You were created and saved because of this glory.
对，你跟他的荣耀是发生绝对的关系。
You have an absolute relationship with this glory.
Amen.
Amen.
低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主。
Oh dear Lord.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你不但创造天地万物。
You not only created the heavens and the earth.
你而且造了人。
But also created the mankind.
是按照你的形象与样式，你创造了人。
You created the human according to your image and likeness.
人没有听你的话。
We did not listen to you.
我们听了魔鬼的话。
We listened to the devil.
我们就掉到死亡的里头。
And we fell into death.
感谢你。
Praise you.
你不以此为，甘心，你要把失去的人一个一个的找回来。
You did not forsake us because of that. Instead, you wanted to find each one of the lost people.
你出了最高的代价，
you paid the heaviest price.
来把我们每一个人从天涯海角找回来。
To seek us and to bring us back from the ends of the world.
你不但把我们这些外邦人找回来了。
Not only have you found us, the Gentiles, back.
你还要把这些世上的犹太人，你当年的选民也找回来。
You will also bring back your chosen people, Israelites, who are scattered throughout the world.
主，我们感谢你，1948年他们回来了。
Lord, we thank you that in 1948 they were brought back.
但是他们还没有真正归向主耶稣，神的真的弥赛亚。
But they have not yet returned fully to the true Messiah.
你叫我们为耶路撒冷祷告。
You asked us to pray for Jerusalem.
为你自己的选民真正悔改祷告。
Pray for, you asked us to pray for the true repentance of your chosen people.
主啊，求你兴起祷告的执事。
Lord, may you raise up the ministers of prayers.
主，我们愿你的旨意照着你的预言一样。一样的成就。
May your will be done according to your prophecy.
我们每一个蒙恩的神的儿女，我们不再做一个懒惰的基督徒。
Every blessed child will no longer be a lazy Christian.
我们好好的来做一个祭司，学会献祭。
Let us be a good priest to offer incense.
主啊，来好好的烧香，做一个会祷告的人。
To offer our incenses and to be a person who knows how to pray.
你第一次来的时候，你责备以色列人。
When you first came, you chastised the Israelites.
你说你们把我父的殿变成贼窝。
You said you turned my father's temple into a robber's den.
你要你的殿成为祷告的殿。
But you want your house to be the house of prayer.
主啊，我们羞惭满面。
Lord, we're so ashamed.
因为你给我们的使命，我们没有好好的去执行。
Because we are not executing your commission.
我们向你悔改。
We repent before you.
我们向你认罪。
We admit our sins.
求你指教我们如何祷告。
May you teach us how to pray.
把你的旨意从天带到地上来。
To bring your will from heaven to earth.
不但做一个传福音的人，
Let us not only become an evangelist,
也是一个好好祷告的教会，
but also a church of good prayers.
主啊，
Lord,
把这样的负担赏给你的教会，
give us such burden.
让我们在这最后的一段路，
Let us during this end age,
我们为你的再来奋斗。
We can strive for your second coming.
为你的再来，我们献身。
To sacrifice to ourselves for your second coming.
我们把我们一切奉献在你的祭坛上。
We offer all of us on your altar.
你说你的祭坛上的火不能熄灭。
Because you said the fire on the altar shall not stop, shall not cease.
我们离你要求的标准差太远了。
Oh Lord, we're so far away from your expectations.
原谅我们。
Forgive us.
求你给我们在剩下的日子。
May you give us during the remaining time we have on earth.
我们好好的来操练。
To really practice.
直到你心满意足。
Until your hearts are satisfied.
那一天，你的荣耀终于可以从天再回到地。
On that day, your glory will finally return from heaven to earth.
我们何等愿意看见你的荣耀再回到荆门。
How we long to see your glory return to the Golden Gate.
从荆门进到你的圣所，进到你的至圣所。
From Golden Gate to the Holy Place and to the Holy of Holies.
这是你给我们的路线图。
This is the route you showed us.
愿这个路线图成我每一个神家儿女的负担。
May this route become the burden of each child of God's household.
愿你的荣耀得着最大的满足。
May your glory be most pleased and satisfied.
让我们被定罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，终于可以完全的恢复，而且达到丰满。
Give us revival from the point of falling short of God's glory, and instead let us become full of your glory.
我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.